Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Excuse me, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinions on the show, on today's topic, you can just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air and part of the discussion. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome. I hope you guys had a tremendous weekend. And, you know, hopefully everything went well for you. I tell you, there's so many people that are dying right now. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, we don't know if it's all corona. I'm sure it's not all corona, but to put these death totals on TV and share with you this different stuff, you know, they sharing the death totals more than they're sharing, you know, what to do to keep things going. They sharing death totals more than they are telling us, you know, how to stay safe. So, you know, who knows what's going on with the corona and how true these numbers are and what you have to do to keep yourself and your family safe. But hey, just do what you do. All I can say is do what you do and do what you think is best for your family. I tell you, that's what I'm doing. And we seem to be moving and moving on. All right. Now, again, I don't know why. I guess I'm a little obsessed with that, but you know, I have to try to put that out there each time I have a show. Anyway, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And also, of course, my company sponsors the show as well. Frank Williams Realty. You can find me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. My website again is frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. And or you can contact me there, call me if you like, send me a message if you like, however you want. I can help you guys or your friends with any of their residential needs, okay? Whether you're buying, selling, what have you, I can help you. Even if you're out of town, even if you're out of state, rather, I can help you. I have connections all over in a lot of different states. So if you guys are listening to the show outside of Georgia, I can still help you in any way you need as far as your real estate's need, buying or selling, whatever you're doing. Again, visit frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. It's really a neat site. All right. Let's see. Before I get into the show, I just had a long weekend. I'm not under the weather at all. I feel great. It just seems like when I go in and out of the cooler weather and come back inside to the warm house, I seem to have a little nasal congestion, and then after a few minutes of being in the house, I'm clear. I don't understand it. I just took my dog out this morning, and now that I come in to do the show, now I get a little nasally. But forgive me, guys, for that. Here we go. I also just got back from the beach on yesterday. I went down to Destin with some friends for a few days, and we had a we had a great time. The weather was nice. There wasn't a lot of people down there like it is during the summer months. And we did put our feet in the water. Okay. Water's cold. We did put our feet in the water, but we walked the beach like crazy. Night, day, whatever. We had a great time. So anyway, you guys should take your weekend here and there every now and then just to get away from the hustle and bustle, right? Just to get away from the hustle and bustle. So let's get into the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. Now, today's show is entitled Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. Who is your pick to win the Super Bowl? All right, and before I get into the calls, I'm just going to tell you guys what I think. What my pick is. My pick is, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl again for a back-to-back title. Tom Brady, I'm not counting him out at all. And I don't think anybody should, you know, because what happened on yesterday to that, the way they put it on Green Bay, you know, hopefully this is going to be a great Super Bowl. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of scoring, and hopefully it's not going to be one-sided. Okay. I just don't want to see a one-sided Super Bowl game. I want to see it come down to the fourth quarter in the last 7 minutes of the game. Okay? I want scoring throughout the game. That keeps everybody interested, everybody excited. You know, you know when we used to go to Super Bowl parties, and I don't know how many Super Bowl parties there will be this year, but I won't be attending any Super Bowl parties, but I will be at the house having my own Super Bowl party, okay? But You know, when people have Super Bowl parties, you see a lot of people, especially women, and you know, guys come to Super Bowl parties, and they really don't want to bring their women, their ladies, but they're all ladies there, but they really don't want to bring their ladies because a lot of ladies just sit around and kind of be oblivious of what's going on with the game. So, if you know, some of them aren't interested in the game. You know, of course, they may just want to be with their man, but a lot of them are just sitting around disinterested in the game, not talking to anyone. And, you know, you try to engage them into doing something. But if the game was exciting, if there was a lot of scoring and all this in the game, I think that the women would be more engaged in the game, you know. But you got some women now that, like, you know, my wife, she's going to be dialed in, you know, and she's going to be asking, you know, why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he do this? Why did he do this? And, you know, she watches the game. And, you know, she loves it. And I understand that some women don't. But, you know, when you have a game that's boring, you know, you got a Super Bowl game that's boring, it, to me, it kind of drives me nuts. So I don't want a defensive struggle and you not having any scoring, things like that. I want it to be a good game where no one gets hurt or gets a bad injury. And we just go back and forth. I predict the score being 38-30 in favor of Kansas City. All right. I have a caller from the 609 area code. The first three digits are 464. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
What's up, Frank? This is Hart. I'm calling from Points Unknown. But you know we can't give out our location. No, I'm just playing.
You went in that Trump thing. You went in the riders where you ain't trying to give up your location, are you?
No, man, you know, if I was going to kill somebody like Trump, man, I was just going to kill him. I'd be exit that way. But I would hide. I'd go right up there, but shit, they should have never got in the White House. But anyway, that's another story. That's another show.
Yeah,
but,
another show.
You know, I do like Patrick Mahomes, but you know, I've been a long time Patriots fan, and really, I've just been a long time Tom Brady fan. And you know, he should go out on top, but you know, I don't know. I was whoever they played yesterday. Kansas City played yesterday. I was rooting for them to win, so Tom Brady could just skate on into. To win, but
so hold,
but,
hold,
yeah.
Hold it hard. Let me ask you a question. Now, I heard you say that Tom Brady should go out on top. Does that mean that you think that this his last hoorah?
Yeah, I think so. Even if he win or if he don't win, I think it's the last. Because he proved himself because, you know, people were saying, you know, with the deflate gate, this, that, and other. But, you know, I'm going to argue them, you know, I argue anybody down because, you know, the Patriots, you know, just like Tom Brady said and his teammates said, you know, he come to, you know, he go to work, man. I wish the Atlanta Falcons had a quarterback or a coach or a whole team, you know, that, you know, they come to work. You know, football, yeah, it's a sport, but, you know, when you playing professionally, it's all about work, man. And, you know, Atlanta Falcons don't have no work ethic. You don't been, and I'm sure – Frank, you done been to Atlanta practice, and they don't practice. It's just like going to Douglas High football practice. They don't practice. You know, They don't practice, man. You know, don't nobody show up for practice. You know, everybody want to play hurt and this, that, and other. Then when game time come around, they want to be starting. You know, it don't work like that. But see, you know, they're like, you know, the Patriots and now Tampa Bay. You know, they like a machine, man. They come to play. You know,
well,
whether
you
it
got
be
somebody,
special teams.
Well, when you got somebody like a Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or something that's letting you know in the locker room that, you know, we're not here to play. We here to be professionals. We here to make this thing happen. We here to win. We ain't here to play around. We ain't just here for this paycheck. He not just there for
exactly.
the paycheck. He ain't just
exactly.
there for the paycheck. He wanna win and he wanna beat everybody. And so we don't, you know, the Falcons don't have a leader or a quarterback who leading the team like that. You know, we just don't have it.
Yeah, and I don't care what coach they get or what, you know, after a while, you know, you got to look at the whole, it's the whole package. It's the general manager. It's the team. It's the, whoever's the team captain is, you know, you got to show up to practice. You got to start, you know, if you late for practice, you got to start paying them fines. You got to act like a team, man. You got to act like a team. And they don't do that at the Falcons. They don't do it. They don't do it. They haven't done it. They ain't going to never do it. You know, the one year that they did get to the Super Bowl, you know, we all thought that they was going to win, but and they should have won. But, okay, it was Tom Brady, the goddamn Falcon killer. He came in and he just destroyed them in the second half, just destroyed them. But,
that's because he went in at halftime and he laid into everybody on the team. Whereas the Falcons go into halftime, you're leading 28-3. See, you know, I don't know if everybody was sitting back, you know, drinking coffee and eating donuts. I don't know, but I guarantee you they weren't doing that over in that New England locker room. So that's the difference right there.
Exactly, and like you said, and like I said, it's all about, you know, they come to play, man. They come to play, and Kansas City, they come to play too. You know, I hate, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, Kansas City won again. You know, yesterday I was rooting against them like mug.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, it was just like, you know, it comes so easy for them. You know, Kansas City looked like New England Patriots of old, you know. But, you know,
well,
they,
you know,
they like
got,
a machine, too.
Well, when you got, you know, when you got these weapons on your team, like Mahomes got, I mean, you got two just extremely fast wide receivers. I mean, extremely fast wide receivers. And then you got a tight end who want to catch every ball you throw to him. Then you got a running back who you know, run like crazy. Then you got a quarterback that don't just stand back there and throw it. He'll run on you, too. You got so many weapons on your team, man. It's hard to stop them boys.
It's almost like a playing a video game. But,
and the Falcons had a team like that when we went to the Super Bowl. I mean, we had two excellent running backs. We had Julio. We had I don't know who was on that other side, but you know, we had a good tight end. Then we had Matt Ryan, who was the MVP, who was, you know, playing lights out. But you know, we just didn't have the leadership at the end.
I will say that we are too lucky that we can't bring our wives to a football game and watch a football game, because they gonna watch the football game. You know, they ain't gonna be sitting there prepping their nails and talking about what's for eat. What, you know, they ain't gonna be worrying about what's to eat and this.
I'm bored.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to this game. But you know, this, you know, I was telling my wife, you know, it already had been decided. And in previous years, I think, you know, I'm not trying to ruin it for anybody, but it's just my opinion. You know, at the football camp, it's already been decided who's going to win the Super Bowl. That's just my feeling these last couple of years. I'm going to say the last 10 years, you know, I'm like, okay, they already decided who's going to win the Super Bowl, because you can tell in the play call, I mean, not the play call, the officials, how they call the game, this, that, and other. But I will say this, though, the NFC championship game yesterday, man, they let them play. They let them play yesterday. They wasn't calling no flag. You know, it was no flag call. You know, it was no. I was like, wow, they letting them play. So, you know, when they did call a foul, it was an obvious foul. They shouldn't have, you know, it was just obvious. But, you know, they had to throw the flag. But, they let them play yesterday. They did let them play yesterday. So, you know, Super Bowl, you know, they you know, if it's a good game, you know, and it usually, you know, for the last couple of years, it has been a good game. And then, you know, you don't fall asleep and, you know, or drink too much. You watching the game. But if you like me, you be drinking anyway. But anyway.
Right. So, hard, before I let you go, what's your pick?
Oh, my pick is for the Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I'm gonna stay with the National League this year. I'm staying with National League. So.
All right, bud. Yeah. I'm all right. Well, I appreciate your call, man. And tell Tracy I said hello.
Okay, you do the same. Tell Laura I said hey.
All right, buddy. Keep listening. Hey, I have another caller from the 229 area code. The first three digits are 733. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where you calling from?
Frank, this is boy Quincy. How you doing?
Quincy, what's going on, buddy?
Man, I just wanted to give my opinion. I mean, I seen you sent out the message, so I want to just give my opinion on who I think going to win the Super Bowl.
All right, do that.
Okay, Frank. Now, I am a Tom Brady fan, and I do like Brady. But Mahomes, they coming back with the same roster they had last year. Mahomes have ball and introduced it into the NFL. He do whatever it takes to win. So I'm rooting for Kansas City. I think Mahomes is going to take it off. Two times back to back.
Yeah. Me too. And like I was telling the caller just a minute ago, it's just they just got too much, man. They just got too much.
You're absolutely right, Frank. And like I say, they're coming back from last year and then the year before then. I mean, come on, guys. Kansas City have been there. They've proven. Now, you got the GOAT. You absolutely do have the GOAT. But Kansas City did it last year, the year before, and the year before. I'm rooting for Kansas City, but I would love to see the GOAT go out, but I think Kansas City is going to take it. That's just my opinion.
All right. I appreciate that, Chris. Hey, one more question for you before you go.
All right.
You think if Tom Brady lose this Super Bowl, you think he's going to play again next year?
I do think he will play one more year because he's with a new team. And I think he would like to win. If he lose this year, I think he would like to win going out. But I think he already had his mind set on a certain age that he wanted to be when he leaves, and he haven't reached that age yet. So win or lose, I think he's coming back.
Okay. All right, bud. I appreciate you calling, man.
All right, Frank. Have a good one.
All right, bud. Stay safe.
All right.
And again, guys, that's, you know, that's what it's about right there. when you, you know, when you, you, you know, you talk about Tom Brady, you talk about Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I think Mahomes, that Kansas City team is just stacked up. They just, you know, as long as everybody stay healthy, I don't see them losing. Because, you know, any one play that you might throw that ball to Tariq Hill or Hardman or whatever, them guys will take it to the house, you know, or you get close down there. And then you get some off-the-wall play right there at the goal line that nobody's expecting. I mean, that play yesterday when Mahomes threw that underhand flip pass right in the middle of the line to Kelce coming across for that touchdown. I mean, and right there on the goal line. I mean, who does that? Who does that? But it's the brilliance of the coaches, not only Andy Reid, but Eric Bieniemy, right there, them offensive coaches, man. They know that they got something in their hands that, man, this, you know, this could be something just like a Tom Brady. you could have a dynasty on your hands right now in football. Okay? And if you don't, you know, if you don't get somebody to come in there and mock it up, or they want to, you know, somebody want to get this astronomical money like Mahomes got, then and then break the team up, then that, you know, that's something that could happen and might happen. But, you know, if it was my team, man, I'd do everything in my power to keep these boys together, because the Super Bowl for owners is just money, 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 money in their pockets. So just like, you know, you look at I kind of compare them to what the Brooklyn Nets have right now in basketball. They got Kyrie Irving, they got Kevin Durant, they got James Harden, and then they got a cast of others who can kind of blend in with them as long as they do their job. Man, you got a stacked team that any two of those guys can get you 70 points in a night. I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, you know, Kobe done scored 80 in a game. You know, Jordan done had 60-some points in a game by himself. You know, they just something different kind of animal. But, man, you got a team stacked like the Kansas City Chiefs and Brooklyn Nets and the team that Jordan had and all this stuff. It's, you know, other teams just don't have that much. Now, I know it's Tom Brady. I like Tom Brady. I don't dislike him, but I like Tom Brady. And he seemed to carry himself, in a way that, you know, that it should be to me. You know, if you're going to try to pattern yourself after somebody in the NFL and you're a quarterback, you should look at Tom Brady and try to pick his brain if you can. You know, the young guy from Buffalo, I forgot his name. I think he's going to be decent. He just got frustrated yesterday, the way Kansas City were pushing him around. Because they were pushing him around, and he got frustrated, and he just couldn't get his game going. But, hey, it is what it is, right? And this is the way it's going to be. So we got Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this is the last little piece of this show that I'm gonna do before we close out. But if you guys want to call me and talk, go ahead and press the number one on your keypad, and we'll talk about this. But you know, the Falcons had a chance to play the Super Bowl in Atlanta. We should have made history the way the Buccaneers are, right? But we've I think the team has been I wouldn't say cursed, but you know, something's been put on the Atlanta team from up above. And you know, we just can't seem to break through that. And we may never will in our lifetime. You know, when my granddad was a Braves fan, all those years, seeing all my life that I knew he was a baseball fan. Of course, he had a son that was a pitching, professional pitcher in baseball. But my granddad was a baseball lover, and he loved the Braves. He watched the Braves. He went to Braves games all the time. But he never saw the Braves win a championship. I mean, a World Series. But he watched them all those years. We watched the Falcons all these years. We haven't seen the Falcons win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I'm 56 years old. In my lifetime, I haven't seen the Falcons win a Super Bowl. I don't think I'm going to see the Falcons win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I hope they will, but I just don't think they will. You know, we don't seem to be doing the things that we need to do to put together a Super Bowl team. Okay, we just don't seem to be doing that. And you know, we just don't seem to do the things that we need to do to make a Super Bowl team, to make one. You have to make a Super Bowl team. All right, you have to make one. You have to have a dream of a Super Bowl champion. You got to have a dream, and that dream got to include people that you think can make your team. Okay, you got to have a dream of that, and it comes from the owner and all these guys up top. If you don't have a dream of having a Super Bowl team, and who or what it will consist of, that's not going to happen for you. And you got to be rough. You got to tell these guys like a Matt Ryan making all this money. You got to say, hey Matt, let's sit down, let's talk, man, because I know that when we did this deal with you, we were paying you the top dollar because you was the MVP of the league. But now we need you to restructure your contract so we can bring a couple more pieces into the fold. And you know, Matt Ryan gonna be our quarterback next year. He might be the quarterback the year after that. I don't think it's Matt Ryan. I don't think Matt Ryan is our problem. I mean, yeah, he's making a lot of money. He's real heavy on the salary cap. So is Julio Jones. And how many games Julio played this year? Six, maybe? Maybe played six games this year? And you know, I understand being hurt and this and that, but, man, y'all continuing to be hurt every year. And you making a lot of money to sit on the sideline. And it's against my salary cap. I'm talking like an owner now. It's against my salary cap, man. We got to restructure this thing, man, or something to you know. Hey, would you rather have a Super Bowl ring on your finger? I mean, you're gonna be rich the rest of your life, but would you rather be rich and have a Super Bowl ring on your finger? Yeah, you know, I don't want to be like Charles Barkley and you know Barkley rich, but he doesn't have a championship ring on his finger. And a lot of people throw it in his face every time they talk to him. Shaq throw it in his face every time they're on the air. Shaq say, I only talk to champions. That's what he told Barkley. I only talk to champions. And you got to know that sometimes that chews at Barkley. Right? It would chew at me. He been there a few times. He got to the finals a few times, but he didn't win. And a lot of these other guys, like Aaron Rodgers and people like that, you know, Aaron's got a Super Bowl, but now, until Tom Brady get out of there, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers will win. and Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the team behind him that Kansas City does. Okay? Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that kind of team. And you think of Aaron Rodgers being in Patrick Mahomes' place and having all those weapons around him like Patrick Mahomes. Come on, man. It'd be sick. Again, he doesn't. So he's sitting at home today, you know, scratching his head, wondering, again, how can I get to the Super Bowl and win? Yeah, you can get there now. But when you get there, man, you got to lay everything out on the field to win that game, to get a ring. That's the only way you're going to get one. And you can go out and buy one or whatever, but that's fake, right? That's fake. So you got to have a team that's got some pieces to it that'll put you in the Super Bowl. And frankly, you know, these guys got to stay healthy all year long. Because if not, you can't afford to lose a few games here, lose a few games here, and lose a few games there, because you won't be in the playoffs. So, you know, it's a hard season. It's a hard thing to do. But these guys showing you that it can be done, and it can be done multiple times if you got a team around you. See, Tom Brady left New England because he didn't have a team. I think he was at the end of his contract, so he was a free agent. But New England had nothing. And y'all saw that with Cam Newton up there this year. New England's got nothing. Nothing. You know, I thought that Cam Newton was going to go to New England and have a turnaround in his career. Man, he might have had the worst numbers this year than he had since he been playing football, since he was playing in Little League. So, you know, you have to have a team around you. So, you know, you got to have some receivers. You got to have a tight end. And y'all tell me this. I know I'm not the only one that see this. I know y'all see it too. But why don't all the teams use their tight end like the Kansas City Chiefs do? I mean, it seems like everybody's tight end should have 60, 70, 80 catches a year. I mean, this guy got 100 catches, but you know, that's extraordinary. But it seems to me like your tight end should have 50, 60, 70 catches a year. But I guarantee you, if we look up the stats on whatever the Falcons' tight end name was, the guy came from Baltimore. He's pretty good. I forgot his name, but I guarantee you he didn't have 50 catches this year. You know, when they go back and throw the ball, man, come on, use your tight end. That's another piece sitting out there that you don't even throw the ball to, even in college. Even in college, they don't use the tight end. And I really don't understand that. They got these big boys in tight end. They use them for blockers as an extra lineman. But, man, not Kansas City. That boy go out on the route just about every play. He's out on the route. He expecting the ball, too. He expecting you to throw it to him. Then we get down on the goal line, hey, This who they going to. They going to that tight end. He gonna have a touchdown. It's unbelievable to me, man. I don't know. You know, can they not catch? Can the Falcons tight end not catch? Can anybody's tight end not catch the ball? Come on, man. And some of these wide receivers dropping balls. Let the tight end drop the ball. Give him a chance, man. Give him a chance. Use the tight end. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. We're going to try to do it again in 23 and a half hours. I got a great show set for tomorrow. I mean, I got a list of shows for you guys that I'm going to run over the next few weeks, I guess. But a lot of things step in the way of me doing the show every day. But I try to get on here when I can and when I have the time to talk to you guys. And I'm glad that you guys can continue to follow the show and watch out for, you know, my show notes and everything when I do put the show out there. And I appreciate you guys listening in, and I especially appreciate the guys that call in and talk on the show. That makes the show a lot easier for me, okay? A lot easier for me. So I appreciate you guys. Take care of yourselves, boys, and stay safe. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. See you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.